Estimated round trip cost? $14,000. If he flew commercial, it would be as low as $180.
My congregation is the world. I need the plane.
He says his jet allows him to better spread his message around the world, and it sure has taken him to some pretty nice places.
I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
Duplantis now wants an upgrade to this $54 million Dassault 7X that comes with lavish interiors.
So for you that don't think I should have that plane, God told me to have that plane.
When he didn't respond to our request for an interview, I met him at a book signing.
Why do you need a $54 million private jet?
We're not doing any kind of interviews right now. I'm in a book.
I just like to know why you need a private. Keep your hands off me. Why are your people touching me like this?
Because you need a
Let go of me.
The next day, back on the pulpit, he joked about how his security got rid of me.
She's gone. Boom. I can hear her hollering. And I came back and said, what'd you do with her? He said, I made her outside edition.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And I'm like, holy shit, what do I do? And I'm like, I guess I do nothing. It's a black snake. They eat rats and mice and stuff that you don't want around the house. But it's a big bad boy.
Right. You don't kind of want to see it.
The baby birds.
It's okay if it's there.
Yeah, it's there. I just don't want to see it. I don't want him to know it's
like,
right
it's
out
like
there.
Those
yeah.
Roach things.
You know, and the funny thing is that like I'm watching him through the window, and I know perfectly well that a snake is not going to come through the glass, but I'm like, ah, ah, ah,
yeah, we know Nico's not doing anything with the rats.
Nico's friends with the rats. He's like the rat king.
All right, here's what you do. They think I'm dead, but I just smell really bad. And the reason why is because I want to control all you rats. Now, go get me a tangerine from up on the counter. Bring it back down here.
I honestly think that Teen Mom kind of had the intended consequence.
Well, that's good, then.
Of driving down
less
teen
STDs
birthing. That's right.
And less pregnancies.
Dating apps are so reliant on looks. Yet most of us are not fucking good looking. That's the truth.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yes, welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my good friend Chrissy Hoadley. And best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. And best to you out there in the alien universe, wherever you may be or may not be. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this commercial break.
Yes.
The only commercial break you'll ever need, guaranteed. Fact, news, and fiction. 30 seconds or less, so your money back.
That's your earbuds.
Hey, real quick.
Yes.
I am so fascinated that Congress has now taken up, like, they have a whole committee on UFOs. Have
oh,
you
I know.
Seen this?
Yes, I They're saw
They're doing
that.
Like a whole thing. They
uh-huh.
have 144, I think it's 144 different video or photographic images that have been submitted to this congressional committee.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get to the bottom of what exactly the
like
fuck
the
is going on.
Spy agencies that are trying to figure out what to release to or something.
Yeah, I mean, listen. Here's my opinion. Aliens do exist.
Yeah.
But I'm not so sure that they're flying down in saucers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, to come down and hang out with us. And I don't think they're going to make themselves that
right.
known. Like, if they can get from, you know, Eon 127 to Eon 324 in 6 seconds, are they, don't you think they can probably elude, capture, or display?
Yeah.
I think so. I think what's going on is I think this is probably like naval secret experiments and or other countries' secret experiments or things that just look really weird but are perfectly explainable.
Well, the optical illusion.
Yeah, the optical illusion.
Mm-hmm.
There's
it's
the one where
deal.
The pilot sees like the three sets of lights and they're like blinking and he's like, what
Once
the fuck is that?
Once you're up in that atmosphere too, there's got to be some weird bending things that are happening up there.
I have been up in that atmosphere on ayahuasca, and I'm telling you, I saw some weird bendy things.
Yes,
on all of my trips there. But I believe that there is other intelligent life,
mm-hmm.
and what
or
there,
has been at
or
one
has
time.
Been, yeah, something along those lines.
Yeah,
but I just don't think that they could be anything, like an amoeba. Or a squirrel.
That's what I was, that was
or a
bacterial
chipmunk.
Or something. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a baby bird?
Yes.
Yeah, those look like aliens.
They do.
Yeah. shitting all over your door.
You just had them.
I just had them. And I saved them from certain destruction. I don't think we told the story on air, but I get up one day and I look and I see that there, I open the studio window, like covering here, and I see that there is a 6.5 foot long black snake that is curled up on the windowsill, and I am freaking the fuck out. Sunning itself, or that's what I think it's doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, holy shit, it rained like cats and dogs the night before. So I figured maybe he came out of his hole to get a little sun away from the wet ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, what do I do? And I'm like, I guess I do nothing. It's a black snake. They eat rats and mice and stuff that you don't want around the house, but it's a big bad boy.
Right. You don't kind of want to see it.
The baby birds.
It's okay if it's there.
Yeah, it's there. I just don't want to see it. I don't want him to know it's like, right
it's
out
like
there.
Those yeah. Roach things.
You know, and the funny thing is that like I'm watching him through the window, and I know perfectly well that a snake is not going to come through the glass, but I'm like, he slithers. Right. And I'm like,
yeah, it moved.
Yeah, it's like being up at the top of a tall building. I know I'm not just going to fall out of the window, but I'm scared anyway, right? So then I have the windows are open so that I can see the comings and goings of the little baby birds. Mm-hmm. And they're hanging out in the wreath of the front door. I have this house finch nest. There's three little baby birdies. They're on the wreath of
they've made a nest on the wreath
mm-hmm. of my front door. So every
time mom made the nest.
Yeah, mom made the nest. And now they're born and they're shitting all over the place. Every time I open the door, a little bird, baby birdie's like, ah!
I know, I saw them.
Yeah. And when they were first born, they did not look anything like a bird. They looked more like an alien.
Right.
That's the only thing I can explain. That's
they
right,
were listening. Those were our three listeners for the podcast.
I gave them each iPhone. So would you mind tuning into the commercial break on 7 different applications? Subscribe on all of them.
You've got a bird sweat factory.
Meanwhile, I said, you don't get those other fucking house finches over here. Make a nest and get me some more downloads. I'm going to break your little beak. So these things are pining for food. And so when I get to the front door, I notice that the birds are bouncing around the nest.
Gathered.
They have now feathers and wings and they're flapping around. And I'm like, oh, they're getting ready to jump, you know, but they're really excited about something.
They could feel the black
Well, all the other birds could feel
coming.
It. Then I noticed that birds were flying in and out of the portico that I have in my front door.
Right.
All kind of birds, not just the finches.
Were they alerting?
Bluebirds, robins, red. They were all like flying in and out. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And I go out of the front door to go do something. I forget. Right. I go out of the back door and because I'm like, I'm not going to open that door.
No.
Those birds could fall right out of the nest. Mm-hmm. And I go around and the black snake is now 5.5 feet on the brick wall of my house. Yeah, but it was hanging out on the side of the building. Like, it wasn't on the ground.
Right.
It was stuck to the side of the building, slithering its way toward the birds that had turned the corner. It was like
weird how they can do that. One time, a snake was on the side of my grandfather's car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we had to deal with it. But yeah, they can go sideways.
They go sideways. Mm-hmm. How do they do that? That's an alien right there. Hey, you want to investigate something, Congress? I'll send you some pictures of this snake trying to get to my baby birds. So I decided to move into action. I got a water bottle full of, you know, like eco-friendly cleaner.
You put on your coronavirus mask.
Yeah, I was. And meanwhile, I'm babysitting Mia. So, and Astrid and Matthias are gone at the doctor or something. So I got Mia in one hand and I put her down on the ground because I'm like, if the snake attacks me, I don't want her to get bit. So I'm trying to spray
He's
him with.
He's going to jump and just attack
him. Yeah, and he does nothing. He's like, whatever. I don't care. Yeah. You know, what is that? Oxidized water? You think I give a shit? Please, I'm a snake. You know? I'm hungry. I want these baby birdies.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to. I want my baby birdies. And so then I keep thinking. I run back inside with me in my hands, barefoot underwear on. And I run back outside with a handful of oranges, a tangerine. And now I'm throwing tangerines at it. And I'm like, get away from my baby birds. Meanwhile, birds are flying all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I finally something popped in my head. I'm like, I got a 14.5 foot pool extending net.
Oh, right.
For to clean my pool. Mm-hmm. So I run back there, me in my hand, you know, tangerine in one hand, me in the other, barefoot in the underwear.
You've discarded the water bottle.
The water bottle was gone. That was of no use. I tried to spray oxidized water on the snake. I didn't want to kill it. I just wanted it to get away.
Right.
Like, not like, you know, hate the feel of it or something. I don't know what I was saying. And so then I go and I knock that bad boy off the side and he curls up instantaneously. And black snakes, they shake their tail.
Oh, okay.
When they're upset or when they feel threatened. I didn't know this. So for a second I thought, am I dealing with a rattlesnake here? Because it was making a noise. But what it was is they just rattle the dirt below them, but they do it so fast it kind of sounds like a rattle. But then I realized that there's no rattler on the back of that. What the fuck is a rattlesnake doing at my house, right? That's not real. So then I'm trying to scoop him off the ground with the net, and it's not working. So every time I'm just pushing him sideways, and he's like...
Yeah, okay.
But he's not snapping. He never snapped, because apparently black snakes, they're like kind of docile.
Okay.
Or they don't want to fight. If you give them one, they'll fight. But, you know, he's like, what the fuck are you doing with that net? So then now I'm... So now I've got Mia in my arm. I've got a 14-foot pool extending net, pool cleaning net with a
Mia's
6.5-foot.
Daddy, I know. Yay, yeah, she's like, daddy.
She's like, birdie, birdie. So now I'm walking down my street, which is a very busy street. I'm walking down my street with a baby in one arm, a 14-foot extendable pool net cleaner in with my sleep pants on, and they're like down around my ass because I can't pull them up. I got stuff. Yeah. I'm walking with my underwear down the street. With this thing, and I don't know what to do with the fucking snake. I'm like, well, if I put it in Bob's yard, I don't like Bob very much, so let me put it in Bob's yard. You know, I can't do that. I'm a dick. He's got like a dog, a little small little shitty dog that barks all the time, like my shitty dog barks all the time. I don't want to do that. So I took him over to the, you know, the knoll or the hairy bush or whatever you call those little, you know, the hairy bush. The stinky knoll or whatever they call it, you know, a bramble.
Okay.
A bramble.
A bramble. Was it like a holly bush?
Yeah, kind of like a bunch of holly bushes.
Or was it a wild bush?
It's one of those things you can't get there. You know, it's like a bunch of bushes mangled together near a little ravine.
The bramble.
Yeah, owned by the city, shit on by every resident. You know, that's like the place where the extra sewage flows. You know what I'm saying? I figure that's a good place for my buddy. I want to keep him close so he gets the rats.
Okay.
But at this point,
we know Nico's not doing anything with the rats.
Nico's friends with the rats. He's like the rat king.
All right, here's what you do. They think I'm dead, but I just smell really bad. And the reason why is because I want to control all you rats. Now, go get me a tangerine from up on the counter. Bring it back down here. There's a box of treats in the pantry. Hey, Rizzo, go get those. Go get those treats. Bring them back.
Nico.
Nico slept through an entire rat ordeal. There was a rat that was like walking around Nico, like pointing at him like, you better not say anything, you little doggy. Nico was like, lifted his head up, and then he was like, put it back down and went to sleep.
He's like,
He's like, if I play dead, nothing will happen. That's what I've been doing all my life. So I take the snake and I put him in the bramble or the brusket or the bush or whatever.
The hairy
fuck
knoll.
You call it the hairy knoll. The bushy knoll. I put the Mr. Snake in the bushy knoll, and Mia's just excited about this. She's like, daddy,
adventure.
Yeah, but the snake like went on top of the bushy knoll because it's so thick I couldn't get it.
Yeah.
So last time I saw the snake, I don't know, he was probably not still living. I'm not sure as I was carrying him down the street. You know, as I had...
They're survivors.
Yeah, they're survivors. I'm sure he's back. But then luckily that day... The three birds, all three of them within 24 hours, flew the coop.
Flew it. Yeah,
and Astrid was like, immediately took that thing down. Because, they started, you know, the poop's got to go somewhere.
It does.
And the poop started going
that.
Up against the door. It was really
it
disgusting.
Was
you know,
in.
Birds carry disease and stuff like that. So as cute as they were, and as nice of a social, you know, the science experiment, live science experiment as we had going on in my house, my kids weren't interested. Once they saw what a baby bird really looks like, my son was like, no.
Get it away. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Speaking of birds, we've got a bird feeder that we have put on our porch.
Cool.
And loved it for a while. It was so cute. We saw little baby birds, too. Like, the mom was coming up and, like, showing them this is where you eat.
Oh, that's cool.
We've had but now we're in our second year of having this feeder, and there's fights out there now.
Oh, they like peck at each other?
They fight each other to get to the feeder, and like they're very territorial over this feeder.
Yeah.
And we have to close the door sometimes. Like, it could be a really nice morning, but they are out there. Like, you see them fighting midair.
Yeah.
And, like,
nose diving and stuff.
Yeah, it's weird.
In Georgia, and I think in most places, we have these red-tailed hawks. They are huge. Their wingspan is like 6 foot. They're big, and they can pick up small dogs. And they have picked up small dogs. And so we have a nest, a family of them that live. Apparently, they like live in families, right?
Oh, okay.
And so we have a family of them that lives in one of the trees, like you know, over our, by our neighbor's house. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, a couple hundred yards away or whatever. And they are, that red-tailed hawk we have caught in my yard many times, and I've seen him pick up baby squirrels, and I've seen him pick up
wow.
chipmunks, and I hope he picks up blue someday. And so, I don't know where the dog went, officer. And so this thing just officer. Flies around. Officer.
He called the police out.
Mr. Green, step out of the house with your hands up and Blue's leash down on the ground, sir. Where is Blue?
Hello!
It's come to our attention that you are holding Blue above your head
while the hawk
with pieces of raw meat and one of those hawk hands, you know, the big leather gloves yes. that call the hawks.
Yes.
We have pictures of it, Mr. Green.
Wasn't me. It was aliens. The Congress is doing an investigation.
That's right. Just wait till the findings come out.
Sir, please step outside so we can shoot you unarmed. Thank you, sir.
Love our police officers around here. So these red-tailed hawks.
It's called falconry, and I did that falconry. One time
oh, cool.
at the Biltmore
Oh, you did?
Estate. Yeah, they had cool this whole program. Yeah, my yeah. sister and I went up. Well, I was like, we got to do the falconry.
Here at the Chattahoochee Nation, Nature
put
Center.
That big glove
yeah,
on.
You put the big glove on?
Yeah, and then they teach you how to call them.
Yeah.
Come back. And then, yeah,
that's
I've got
so
pictures.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, here at the Chattahoochee Nature Center, they have like a whole aviary, right? Like mm-hmm. bird sanctuary or whatever. And they have all different kinds of hawks and owls and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And there, when we were there, I've never been there before, but we were there last year. We took our kids there with some family members. We were there. There was a guy walking around. He had one of those things on, right? And he had a whole basket full of something. And mm-hmm. so he would take the basket and he would put the food on top of it, on, you know, stick it to the whatever was on the top of the arm. And he was walking around the
yeah.
place and different kind of birds would fly and just grab stuff off his thing. Ah. And I was like, that's so fucking badass, dude. And meanwhile, those birds look mean.
You should see the claws.
Yeah, the owls. The night owls. And
yeah, it was
crazy. So anyway, these falcons, you know, these hawks, they fly around and they grab stuff. And I think they were hunting for baby birdies last year because I saw literally Tom Cruise Top Gun style fighting going on outside my house. And there were like finches and robins and bluebird. They were all involved in this, like
yeah.
chasing this hawk.
Oh, yeah.
And the hawk was like, rang,
get
rang.
It away.
And I was like, that is so fucking cool. I hope somebody dies and I can watch it. It like got my primal instinct going. Meanwhile, I'm such a pussy. I'm like, no, I don't want anybody to really die.
No.
No, of course not. Because then I get the police called on me.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I was going to tell another story, but anyway, I don't want to go there.
You have lots of bird stories for some reason.
Yeah, no, I'm full of bird stories today. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling birdie.
Yeah.
I'm feeling extra birdie today. What can I tell you? Welcome to the commercial break, where nothing makes sense and everything goes sideways.
Yes.
I have a whole list of things to talk about. Not one of them has been checked off. We're 17 minutes and 31 seconds into the episode.
Yes.
Hey, but we're doing good because we're going to get to number one right now.
Okay.
And usually it's about 37 minutes in before we
That's
get to number
true.
One. Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all of those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better. And it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, bestio. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break. I absolutely love it when a sponsor comes on this program that I am extremely familiar with, and this is one of them, Credit Karma. For 10 years, that application has been on my phone. I get to check my credit frequently. I'm updated on all my financial comings and goings, and the last few credit cards that I have gotten directly through Credit Karma. And let me explain how that happens. Credit Karma makes sure that you apply for the right credit card for your financial situation. Credit Karma has done it again. It's one of my favorite applications. Now I've got a bunch of credit cards because of Credit Karma. No more wondering whether or not I'm going to be approved for the credit card. I already understand with confidence whether or not that credit card is coming my way. Sometimes it's hard to choose the credit card you want because of all the offers that come in the mail. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Been rejected for a credit card? I have too. No more. Credit Karma's got you covered. Their Karma Confidence technology is helping members apply with more confidence, and that includes me. Credit Karma uses your credit profile to show you offers that are tailored to your financial situation. And best of all, Credit Karma uses your credit data to show you the chances of your approval before you even apply. Are you ready to find the card for you? Head to Credit Karma and check out your personalized mix of offers today. Go to creditkarma.com or download the Credit Karma app to find the card for you. That's creditkarma.com. I can personally promise you this application will change your financial life. We love it here at the Green Household, and I know Chrissy uses it too. Download the Credit Karma app today or go to creditkarma.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, Madonna's NFT. Have you heard about this?
No, I
have not. Do you know what an NFT is?
I do.
You do?
A non-fungible token.
That's right, which basically means non-replaceable token. And it's a piece of something.
It's digital.
It's digital. And it's a piece of art. It's a piece of music. It's anything. And the contract is recorded on the blockchain, which is also where Bitcoin and all this other stuff is recorded. So that's right. The best explanation you're going to get from me here.
Yes.
At the commercial break. There's lots of people who do it much better on the internet, but it's a non-fungible token. And what's really popular right now is art, original
yes,
art that is
true.
In a digital format that is exchanged through the blockchain. So the owner only has the copy, the only legitimate copy, even though there are many copies made around the world. The only real copy, the only real piece of original artwork is the owner who buys it digitally. Madonna has decided to get in this game.
I just don't get it, though, because then what? How are you showing it to people? Just on your computer?
No, I mean, it doesn't mean
you just own it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that you can't.
Or you have to put it in the meta world, don't you?
No.
It all's going back
Listen,
to the meta.
I don't understand every single thing about it.
Okay.
But let's say that Brian decided to show the full NFT, Madonna NFT, on the commercial break.
Okay.
It's possible that whoever gets the rights to that could come after me and say, I want whatever profit you made on that video. And then I would laugh and say, 7 cents is yours, my friend. I would say, congratulations to you. So you're the brand new owner of $20,000 worth of debt and some shitty podcast equipment. But it's theoretical that it's like the person who bought the that video. I bit Charlie bit me. Someone bought that video, okay. The original video, the digital rights to that video.
Okay.
For like $500,000.
Each to their own.
Yeah.
On this.
But it actually wasn't a person. It was a company that paid that. And you know why okay. they did? Because now they can put it up on YouTube and they can make their money back by running it, by people playing it over and over again. It's one of the most popular videos ever on the internet. It's, okay. You know, Charlie bit me. Anyway, so there's original art, there's music. We could do a podcast, mm-hmm. we could put it in NFT form. We could send it to Will the Champ. He could buy it for $500. And then Will could go resell it to a bunch of commercial break listeners. And to which I would say, good luck with that, sir.
Yes, I know. And my brain stopped thinking about it when you said
when
we
I said
could make
$500.
You said we could make money.
Does not compute. Commercial break plus money. Does not make sense, sir. Please re-enter input. Yes. You get the wheel of death. Okay. So Madonna hooks up with this guy named Beeple.
Okay.
And Beeple's the guy who did that original like piece of art, one of the first NFTs that sold for a lot of money. Sold for $69 million.
Was that the one where it was each day it was a different thing? That looked cool.
That looked cool. Yeah. Whatever you earned it. Yeah. I don't pay $69 million for it, but okay. So Madonna hooks up with this Beeple guy.
Ask if we can do a trade.
17,000 years worth of the commercial break for one Beeple. This commercial break brought to you by Beeple. On my 99th birthday, I'd like to say that the commercial break and Beeple.
We finally completed our transaction.
Love Dasani water. People's like, I gotta make my money back. Pitch Dasani. Dasani water. It's perfect for enemas and other stuff you want to do with water. So Madonna hooks up with Beeple. They make this NFT.
Cool.
The NFT is highly graphic. It is extraordinarily graphic.
What way?
I'm gonna show you. Ready? Okay. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, like I told you. Okay, here we go. Madonna. Look at this.
Wow.
Now, this is a video. I can't play the video, obviously, because it's an NFT that's yet to be sold, and I don't think there's a full video out there. I haven't seen it.
There's a tree coming out of her.
There's a tree out of her vagina, and this is a 3D model, like actual. They put her in one of those, you know, modeling shops or whatever,
right?
And they spun a computer laser around her.
She's got a bruise on her leg, like
she
I
has
did on
a
mine.
Bruise on her leg. Yes, that's how real. I know. Because she's 97 and apparently trees grow out of her vagina. Yeah. There are trees and centipedes and flowers that come out of her vagina during this. This is being described. And it is extremely graphic because the it shows her vagina in full.
She's just going all out.
And her boobs are showing. Now, if you're 7,900 years old or however old Madonna is now, if you're 7,900 years old and you want to get naked at any age, if you want to get naked, sell it, go for it, girl. I love it. You look
over 18.
Over 18. Yes, please. Over 18. At least on this show. Yeah. You look great. And I think you're one of the original like innovators when it comes to
pushes the envelope.
Shock rock
has.
And shock pop. Mm-hmm. I just love it. You have pushed so many envelopes. You have opened so many doors for so many people, so many women. And I love it, Madonna. I love you. I do not for the life of me understand why a tree is coming out of your vagina. I cannot understand for the life of me.
Yeah.
She says it's supposed to be mother of all creation.
Mother of all creation.
Is that the vagina is the mother of all creation?
Well, it's true.
I get it. Like, again, you know, an ayahuasca thing, I think, if you really want to like go there. This feels to me like acid is the best drug to take while you're watching Madonna's new NFT that you just paid $38 million for. But I mean, this is like,
this is maybe
super wild
that she skipped to this versus where she's been lately with the butt stuff.
Oh yeah, she's been showing her ass all over the place,
and she's got butt implants.
She does?
Yes.
She has butt implants?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, God. Madonna.
It doesn't look good.
She's chasing father time.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Madonna was a really good-looking woman.
Oh, my God. And like, still is. Like, she doesn't need the butt implants.
Yeah, she's as famous as, you know, Marilyn Monroe, if not more famous. Madonna is a original beauty. The Mona Lisa, Madonna, Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield. Like, these are women who just, like, through beauty transcends yes. time.
Chrissy
Hoadley. Brian Greene in his wig.
Astrid.
Astrid, certainly. Astrid's at the top of that
Astrid's
list.
Astrid's at the
top. Yeah, she'll never show her face anywhere, but, you know, okay, get it. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, one of the famous beauties.
Absolutely.
Right? For all the right reasons, and then I'm sure, you know, in some men's mind, for all the wrong reasons. But that's neither here nor there. She empowered herself to just be a beautiful, sexualized creature like all of us are. And she had no bones. She made no bones about it. She went there. She did it all over the place.
Yeah.
But she is now chasing Father Time, like a lot of people do toward the end.
Yeah.
You know, when they're like, well, I want to be that person again.
I know.
I want to be that girl again.
I know.
Right? And I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's something that
to each their own. I mean, she wants to get butt implants, but yeah. Butt implants at 70 looks a little weird, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're looking like Kim Kardashian. You never had an ass, and now you got a Kim Kardashian ass.
Right.
You
right.
never, you know, now you huge breast implants and all the lips and all that stuff. It just it looks gross to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think people, they get like body dysmorphia when they start doing that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
They must.
I think so. Yeah, you do a little bit here, and then you want some more here, and then there, and then there, and then there.
You know what we should do for the commercial break? We need to hook up with a plastic surgeon here in town.
Yeah.
A good one, a legitimate one. And we need to say, will you do some experimental plastic surgery on us so that we can see... Like, I'll get, like, lip implants or lip injections. Yeah, just like... and I want to see if like my reflection in the mirror
looks
changes.
Better?
I want the doc to say, make me look better, doc.
Yes.
Do like 7 things that make me look better. Not permanent, temporary. You know,
oh, okay.
It goes away after a minute, right?
Okay.
So do like 7 things. Get me some eye wrinkles, a dick lift, you know, a ball.
You can just do this on Facetune.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to go for the real thing because okay. I want free plastic surgery. But I say, you know, do that. And then I want to see... And then you like give me an honest opinion.
Okay.
You say, Brian, that looks ridiculous. And I want to see if what I see in the mirror is different. If I go, he did a good job.
It's
like
hot.
That looks sexy. Because some of these people, they get the most ridiculous of plastic surgeries.
Yeah.
And then they pretend like it's perfectly normal.
Right.
I mean, we know people like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And this is, I don't know. I have a friend who's done all kinds of plastic surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that they are looking a little ridiculous at this point.
Mm.
I think they look a little plastic fantastic, right?
Okay.
And but just to clarify, this is none of our good friends.
Right.
But this is someone that we both collectively know. And I just think that they're like looking...
That lives in California. I know. I know.
They're starting to look a little bit ridiculous. Yeah. A little plastic fantastic. And I wish I could say something, but I wonder, you know...
you can't.
If they look in the mirror and they go, I look great.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that 3 extra inches of upper lip just makes me look fantastic.
So youthful.
So youthful. When my eyes don't close. Ding, 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 ding. It's so unnatural.
Yeah.
And poor Madonna...
She's falling into the trap.
I know. And now she's got an NFT that forever cauterizes her fucking vagina with a tree coming out of it. It's like, and it's.
I think about her kids. I'm just like, I guess they're just used to it by now.
Listen, but... her kids are, they went to therapy at 2. Yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And I don't know why, because this is never going to happen to us. But I've been thinking about something lately. What happens to the children of people who get notoriety for something? Right?
Like, for sex related or like,
well,
or just anything.
If we keep on talking about sex on this program, it might be sex. Anything, but you know, like Farrah Abraham. Remember that teen mom, Farrah?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, you watched that show.
I watched. I love that show. And that's going to roll into another thing that we're going to talk about here. But
okay.
Remember that teen mom,
yes.
Farrah? Who is one of those women who just like at age 12, she got so much plastic surgery, she became unrecognizable.
Yes.
And then she went and she got a vaginoplasty at age 20. And then this whole 9 yards. And then she went and did this weird porn movie for money. She did all these things. She got famous for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
Now, being a teen mom, a lot of those teen moms are famous, and now they're famous for kind of the right reasons. You know, people look up to them. They say, you did a good job. You actually made it through, and you raised your kids, and you did a whole 9 yards.
Yeah.
Farrah's the complete opposite. She's a fucking dumpster fire of a human being. And she's got this daughter that now is a that now has some of the same personality traits that her mother does.
Yeah, it's of like course. You mimic what you see. Yeah.
Now you don't, you know, she's a child and she's just mimicking what she sees. Mm-hmm. So God bless her. I hope, you know, she gets therapy before her mom did. Her mom still hasn't showed up for therapy. But like Howard Stern's children, mm-hmm. or Jen Aniston doesn't have children, but Ben Affleck's children, mm-hmm. you know, Will Smith's children. How are their lives affected by constantly living in the shadow of their parents?
Yeah, they try and bust out and make their own way, as we've seen with Miley.
Oh, know? Miley. Yeah, but her dad was never, I'm way down yonder in the honky tonky. I got a little monkey don't bow me. Oh, that is? Oh, sorry, guys.
No, he was, what was
way it? Down yonder in a Hannah Montana, get a little doggy diggy dubba doo purr purr.
Anyways, I think they try and build their own lives and bust out of there. But they have a leg up with the money. I'll tell you that.
They do. But money doesn't solve everything. But it sure does make things easier. As the commercial break, we'll probably never find out. What was the song that he sang?
Don't ask.
Yeah.
Was it Boot Scoot and Boogie? No.
Boot Scoot and Boogie.
God, why can't I think of it?
I don't know.
It
what
was so popular.
Was yeah,
it was
everybody.
So popular.
Yeah. Was it that's not Chattahoochee?
No, that's Alan Jackson.
Are you sure?
I'm
okay, now
for
I got
sure.
Know. What's Billy Ray? Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri. Fucker. Nothing ever works. Billy Ray Cyrus. Song. Cyrus. I know he did the recent one with... achy, my achy, breaky heart, don't break my heart.
It was achy, breaky heart.
Zitty-doo.
Okay.
Zibby-dibby-doo, a-ba-ba-da-ba-doo. Here comes my daughter naked too. I would say his daughter did a pretty good job of breaking out of that shadow.
She did.
Because I don't know who the fuck Billy Ray Cyrus was after Hannah Montana.
Right.
But you know who else is doing a good job, I think, believe it or not, is, what's her name? Diddle Smith or what's her name?
Willow?
The Smith Willow.
Willow.
She's got that song.
Yes.
That drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah,
I love
great.
It. I am all into that Willow Smith song. Now it's only 4 years old, so I'm only a couple years behind Trent. But I love that song.
Yeah, they're doing
a
good
it.
Job.
It's so spacey cadacy. And mm-hmm. I love it's like rocky and poppy and I can't even remember what it sounds like now, but it's so good. Anyway, listen, some of these children do okay.
Yep.
Paris Hilton. She did all right. She did good for herself.
She did.
Yeah.
She did.
But people like the teen like Farrah, whatever the fuck her name, Abraham Fawcett or whatever her name is. She's like, that little girl's going to have a hard time.
Yeah, you see
she's going to be the parent. She's going to be the daughter of an F-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. And I think that is more difficult. I've
Could
never
be.
Heard. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you what I think. About these teen moms, now that we're on the topic.
Okay.
I've been reading a lot lately. And I know this has been going around for like 2 years. But I think now there's some conclusive evidence about this. Millennials and Gen Zers and that means teenagers and people in their early 20s.
Okay.
Are having less sex than any time in human recorded
I've
history.
Seen that.
Like since
I've read
this,
that.
This these stats have been around.
Mm-hmm.
And really they can go back and look at birth rates and stuff like that and say this is happening.
Yeah, well the birth rate just declined, I think, for the first time this past year.
Not me. And I think I kind of blame Team Mom for this. And I don't blame anybody. Actually it might be a good thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Right. But this has been going on in Japan for a long time. These teenagers and these people in their 20s and 30s, they're not getting married. They're not going on dates. They're not having sex at all. For the first time in recorded history, in 2019, 50% of teenagers said they haven't, they won't, or they don't have any kind of sexual interaction and won't before they graduate high school. Or some of them
That's
are reporting,
great.
Up to 30% of them are reporting if and when they ever get married.
That's great.
In the 90s, when we were growing up, when we were in high school, right? Almost everybody reported that they would or wanted to have sex before their prom.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's because there was, you had to do things in real life, IRL.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't have.
Yeah, you didn't have porn.
Phones and porn, instant porn and social and media stuff. And everything. Guys, now it's all virtual.
Guys, I'm telling you.
It's just send nudes.
Yeah.
And you can
send,
see a picture.
Send nudes back then, man, like carrier pigeon. You actually had to show up at someone's door and give them a Polaroid.
Yeah, you send it in an envelope.
I'm telling you guys, the Sears catalog would come, or the Victoria's Secret catalog, which just started in the 90s. Victoria's Secret catalog would come if you were lucky enough to have a mother in the home who was of a certain age. They started sending those things out to every household in America, and they never got to the mother. They always got to the teenage boy. They didn't show anything.
I used to love that catalog. I ordered so much stuff out of
there. Fuck, man, did I love that catalog. Yeah. I had like one of those catalogs I had for like 5 years, the same catalog and the same picture. And I would have to use my imagination about what, because it wasn't all that risque back then. They didn't even show thongs. They were just like regular underwear. And you were like, you would just explode in your pants just seeing underwear. And so,
you had to imagine it.
Yeah. And the 90s was an adventurous time.
Now there's no imagination.
No, there's no imagination. It's all 100% porn. Here's a little few stats that I have, right? The Gen Zers are not having sex, and neither are the teens. More and more of the Gen Zers or the millennials are living at home with their parents and find it difficult to have time or away from other people. They don't know where to have sex, in other words. Mm-hmm. They're not going to have it in front of their parents.
Yeah.
Right? They're choosing more fluid situations, and they want quality over quantity. Yeah, they want to have a safe environment. And what I think part of the reason why Teen Mom has done this, and part of the reason why dating apps has done this, these two things I think are combined. Teen Mom made it very real that if you stuck a penis in a vagina, you could be fucked for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you could be hung on with a baby, and that shit ain't easy. Mm-mm. It ruins almost everything. And I don't mean ruins, it changes. Almost everything.
Yes, it does.
But when you're a teenager, it ruins almost everything. There's going to be no prom.
Your plan is totally derailed.
Uh-huh. And I honestly think that Teen Mom kind of had the intended consequence.
Well, that's good then.
Of driving down
less
teen
STDs
birthing. That's right.
And less pregnancies.
Dating apps are so reliant on looks. Yet most of us are not fucking good looking. That's the truth. Most of us are not attractive. We're not like supermodel type attractive. And yet that's what we think we should be with, right? That's what we desire because of the objectification. Yeah, Facetune.
That's Photoshop. Right.
And no one's real.
Yeah. Unless you're getting the plastic surgery.
Unless you're getting the plastic surgery. So if you're in the Atlanta area and you're a plastic surgeon and you'd like free advertising for your services, call me up. 661 Bestia. These dating apps, they make you pick the cream of the crop. You only, and then the reality becomes quickly, like when I was on the dating apps, the reality becomes quickly.
If they're
good looking and they choose you and you're not good looking, it's because they're fucking crazy. They are crazy. And they're going to, I don't know, you know, stalk you or leave you somewhere or beat
you
up.
Show up at your Christmas party when you're dancing with your best friend.
That's right. Or want to have sex with you at your bar. There was one girl who just was like crazy. And then I told you that story.
Yes.
This one girl literally was like took off her panties in the restroom and came back and dropped them on my lap.
Yeah.
And she had a skirt on. This is our date one. Swinging them around. And I'm like, does that have any gonorrhea on it? I just want to check before I dive in. I'm so OCD. I'm like, can I cancel the potato skins? It's kind of gross over here now.
True.
Can I get a new glass with beer in it? Thank you. Appreciate it. And then at the end of the night, I said, why don't you come back to my house so you don't drive home? Because she was driving.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not that kind of girl. What are you trying to do? Were you trying to just, you think you can just get me home and sleep with me? And I was like, you are a,
even you just the, gave me your panties.
Yeah. Even the bartender was like, dude, let it go, bro. Let it go. Don't go in. Yeah. Let it go.
Abort mission, save self.
We want everyone to drive home safely, but you got to let this one go. That way. And I did. Smartly, I did. But these apps make it more difficult because it makes you feel, the reality hits you very quickly mm-hmm. that a 2 is usually not getting in bed with a 10. And by the way, everybody can be a 10 because they all they have to do is bullshit on the app.
Sure.
Right? It's all fake. It's all an illusion. All you don't is. Trust anybody. Mm-hmm. So you're looking for that real life connection, but it's very hard to do because you've never done it before.
Well, and then we just had coronavirus thrown in.
That's exactly what I read.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you don't want to touch anybody.
Isolate.
Yeah, because you think they got the sticky icky. And I don't mean the weed. I mean the cock disease.
Yeah.
You
know.
Yeah, of course. You don't. Now you're less interested in becoming personally, physically involved with somebody mm-hmm. because you don't know.
It would be so hard. I'm so glad I'm married to Jeff.
Me too. God bless America. God bless America. Porn.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Here's another thing. There is an uptick. Urologists and people who specialize in sexual health, men's sexual health, there is a 39% uptick in 20-year-olds coming to visit for erectile dysfunction. They're asking
really?
For medications, penis pumps, stuff to help with erectile dysfunction. Mm. And here is the anecdotal information. Anecdotal information usually ends up being a fact, especially on the commercial break.
Right.
The anecdotal information is
50% of the time it works every time.
50% of the time I'm bullshitting 100% of the time. The anecdotal information that these urologists are reporting back is that they're being told by these young clients.
Well, it doesn't look like that on the porn.
It doesn't look like that on the porn.
Right.
Right. I can only get off when it's extreme, mm-hmm. crazy, you know, fetishized porn.
Yeah.
When the vagina looks perfect and the tits are, you know, wonderful and my dick is 15 feet long and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm banging for 3 hours and, yeah. you know, I hit her on the ass and smack her
on
the face.
I can see how that would, you know, in your adolescent brain, how then that would
trained your brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See,
what you think is normal.
My brain got trained that a girl on a tractor in a Sears magazine was sexy. So when I saw an actual vagina, I had no chance. I was like, ah! These kids, they're seeing extraordinarily yeah, graphic.
Get it everywhere.
That's why I don't, and this is a little secret about Brian Greene. I don't.
It's not a secret anymore.
It's not a secret anymore. I really don't like watching video porn. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing, never has been.
Yeah.
And that's not to say I don't, but it's, I mean,
there's something erotic about the photo.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I give it a try. Every couple of hours at night, I give it a try. But there's something erotic about imagination to me, right?
Yeah.
I like to think that there's something left up to the imagination.
Right, to the imagination, yeah. Exactly.
So they are saying, these guys that are coming into the office are reporting that I cannot even get aroused with a real woman unless there is porn involved.
Wow.
40% of the 20-year-olds that are coming in are saying I cannot get aroused unless I am physically watching extreme porn.
Mm.
And that is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. But here is another Sad. Crazy thing that we're not thinking about. It is hard to get laid when all you're thinking about is changing the world. And that's another thing.
That's true.
Is that the younger folks,
very worried.
Teens and 20s, they're very worried about
very
that.
Anxiety.
Very worried about yeah. what's coming up. And God bless them because it's their
I mean,
world.
Did you see that those homes on the Outer Banks just fell into the ocean?
Yeah.
This past weekend?
Yeah.
I mean, you see what's going on.
Well, first of all,
I'm tiny, but go ahead. I'm not going to see the worst of it.
Well, I'm not so sure. We're not that old. Not that old. We're talking like people 10 years younger than us. I mean, we're not that old. We're definitely going to see the worst of it. Yeah, and our children were for sure. But they feel it's their responsibility, and maybe it is because, you know, the gen whatever, those yuppies, they didn't do shit for us.
No.
They all went on tour with the Grateful Dead. They were going to change the world, and they started, you know, I don't know, like carbon monoxide spewing machines and just put them all over Earth. I love the Grateful Dead, but I love money even more. I'm going to kill the Earth. You know, they all became, you know, silly fucknuts who just decided to do whatever at the expense of whatever. And the reality is 40% of young women under the age of 30 years old
yeah.
say that politics is more important than sexual partnership to them.
Okay.
40% of women.
I can see that. I mean, that politics is pretty crazy. Insane.
That's as of 2019.
So super divided. And then also, too, just all of the news. You just didn't have that before where you could just get news, fake news, real news, whatever, slanted news, this, that, the other. News, all the time. It's overwhelming, it does
I get
give
it.
Me anxiety sometimes, too.
I got to turn it off every
then
once in a while.
I do the calm app.
Yeah, I do the calm app or I go have sex with my wife.
Yes, there you go. Sex helps.
Yeah, there's the other thing, is that it's easy to have sex when you're in a marriage or you're in a partnership with someone who lives in your house.
Yes.
You are never going to have as much sex as you're going to have when the person you could potentially have sex with is living with you 24 hours a day. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And for a lot of these people, for a lot of the younger folks, they're just not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they feel it's just too risky to chance it otherwise. They would much prefer wait for someone they're comfortable with and that they live with and that they can explore with. And I say more power to them.
Yes, I agree.
Now this, you know, this there's like birth rates and all this other complicated algebra that goes into this that I'm not sure you're going to understand, but I do.
Thanks for mansplaining.
I mansplained it all.
But that's true too. Thinking about if you're worried about the world right now, why do you want to bring somebody else into it?
That's a very good point, Chrissy. Chrissy.
I'm saying for these kids.
Yes.
For the kids. If they're this worried about
Fuck
the world,
no.
then yeah.
They're smarter than the rest of us. That's what I say. They decided that, you know what? You know how we stop all this drama? We stop replicating shitty little humans. You know how we stop shitty little humans from making shitty little Earths? We stop making shitty little
humans. Hey, you know, we can change. People can change. We can change. We can do something. And with all the new technology, technology that's happening right now, there's got to be major advances in how we can clean up the Earth and help the Earth.
Yes, 100%.
Or just go to Mars.
Yes, yeah, go to Mars. and you can't go to Mars if you're busy having sex because you know you're not coming back. You don't want to get attached because you know you're going to come back. I was going to give you some music to like go.
I like that. Okay.
I felt emotional about what you were saying. And I was like, let's give Chrissy some music. Let's let her run with it.
No, I know. Well, what I was going to say is that I feel like there's going to be major advances that we will be able to help or reverse things. Now, politics is.
Yeah.
I need some calm music for that.
Chrissy says no to politics. No politics. No.
It's bad.
It's really bad. And
I would run for something, except I've got a pass.
You would run for something, except for you're on the commercial break. And no one's ever going to vote for us ever. I'm going to get that drug-addled stripper-living criminal derelict in my office. No, thank you, sir. The reality is,
your kids could run.
My kids will run.
Yes.
Because they'll be a part of the team. And I think that's the thing, too, is that their people are starting to understand we are becoming more, the younger kids are becoming more secular. They're becoming more smart. They're becoming more self-aware.
Yeah.
Because the world is actually moving toward more consciousness, not less.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dying throes of the ghost of Christmas past that are making this world a little bit more shitty right now. It's like there's 100 Nikos on Capitol Hill right now, and they all smell like bad farts and rotten eggs, and they're all kicking and screaming while the rats run around eating everything.
Yes.
But the young kids, they get it.
They do.
Right?
And they've got power.
Yeah, and I include us in that, right? We're in that like transition period. And they realize that the only way that change comes is from the inside. We don't need fucking whatever his name is or whatever her name is making decisions on behalf of us. We need to change ourselves. And maybe all of these things apply. They're living with their parents. There's riskiness in, you know, real life interaction. The dating apps are making it hard. Porn desensitizes you. All this stuff might be true, but there may be one simple thing that we're just not paying attention to. And that is, I don't want to have sex right now because there are more important things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like listen to the commercial break.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. And that was the most serious episode we have ever done.
We started with birds. We ended with
with birds. We ended with turds. What can I say? I like that episode.
Love it.
I'm going to run it.
Good. Good.
Sometimes we get done and I'm like, I like that episode. Actually, I didn't like that episode. I'm not going to run it. But we will run this one.
Yes.
Okay, kids. Well, that's how you do it. Keep on doing you, all you youngsters and you oldsters out there.
Do your part, too.
Do your part. Do your thing.
Voting. Yeah. There's a big midterm election stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So we need to get out there. Get the vote.
Until we have some, like, nebulous, you know, brain in the sky that is collectively, you know, governing all of us, we're going to have to deal with the shitheads in the office. Shitheads! Oh, my God. I can't wait to find out what they find out about the aliens.
Maybe aliens could help us.
Maybe they could. Well, some people are worried about national security with the aliens. I think that might be...
Yeah, that's... No.
Well, yeah. That's, what are you worried about? An amoeba? No one's coming to get you, dude. If there's aliens, they're walking amongst us, and they haven't bothered us yet. So don't worry about it. Don't get them all riled up.
I mean, Elon Musk could be one.
Oh, he's definitely an alien, for sure. I can think of a few politicians that are aliens.
Yes.
For sure. Mitch McConnell.
Oh, it's my Mitch McConnell.
The turtle?
Yeah, the turtle. There's a few Democrats out there, too, don't you worry. Okay, here's what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com, read more about Chrissy and I. You can find all the show notes, all of our sponsors' specialized URLs and codes are right there on the website and in the show notes. Please use those if you're ever in the market for their products or services. It really does help us, and we're getting a lot of great feedback that you are using those URLs and codes, so keep on doing it. Take 2 minutes. Review the podcast, rate it on whatever podcast platform you're using, because that also does help grow the show. We're officially now a top 100.
I can't believe
Apple Comedy Podcast, which I may not sound like much to you. Congratulations on top 100. That wouldn't be bragging rights on any other thing, but it's really hard to do, actually.
It is, yes.
And congratulations to you.
Congratulations to you, Brian.
And congratulations to you out there in the podcast universe. Okay, here's how we do it, Chrissy. Best to you.
Best to you.
I love you.
I love you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. We love you too, always and forever. Hit us up on text message 661-237-8296. 661. Best to yo. Until next time, the only thing left to do is say, as always,
bye. Bye.